This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Congratulations to Chef Howard Hanna on his James Beard Award nomination in the Best Chef Midwest category. Heritage spoke with Hanna a while back about his Kansas City restaurant, the Rieger Hotel, Grill and Exchange, named after the Prohibition-era hotel which occupied the same building.
I love the space itself. It's inspiring to me. Like, every day that I walk on this tile floor, like, from 1915, it's almost 100 years old, and all these tiny individual tiles laid by hand, and that it looks so nice still, and it lasts so well still. In the bathrooms, we still have the original fixtures. I don't know if you have been back there, but if you want to see the men's room, we've got a little plaque above the urinal that says Al Capone pissed here. The Rieger family themselves have a cool history in Kansas City. They were a whiskey bottler and exporter, and they actually did a mail order distribution of whiskey out of Kansas City's West Bottoms neighborhood. And at one point, they were the biggest in North America. They started in the 1870s and went up until Prohibition shut them down. So the fact that, like, that was their family history already, and that was something, you know, Ryan, my partner, and I were interested in and very much, you know, celebrating, it just worked. Like, the architecture of the space, but also the history of the family that ran it, it all came together, and it all, by tying ourselves into that, it made us feel like we were always here and we were meant to be, and that we're always going to be here. And that's exactly what I hope happens.
Hanna hopes to reintroduce Midwestern cuisine to Kansas City, chicken feet and all, and so far the response has been excellent.
We get those that are like younger, like kind of hipper crowd, and they're ready for anything I throw at them. At the same time, though, we get a lot of older folks who like haven't eaten rabbit in a restaurant in 4 years, and they see rabbit and they're so excited, and it takes them back to childhood tastes or how their moms cooked or how their grandmas cooked. And like, that to me is like a really special moment, and it's really satisfying to see that, hey, it's not just like hipster kids that think what I'm doing is cool. It's like their grandparents were doing the same shit and they thought it was cool, you know? And like, I really, really like that.
The James Beard finalists will be announced on March 24th. This is Brian Reno at Heritage Radio. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.